everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
How a championship was won. Check this out. The longest put the ball down and celebrate as time runs out ever. 12 seconds. What's up with that? Here's the panel.
Whoa, whoa, Tony, you didn't
Anthony,
win anything.
Come back
whoa,
here.
Whoa, Tony, come back. You
didn't, Anthony,
you
didn't you're win. Not on the Mystics.
You got to declare a winner, but you didn't win.
Yankees and Astros, they're separated by one game and seven runs over the last two seasons and the ALCS in 2017. People are talking this series up like it could be something special. Like it's the series before the World Series that's really the World Series. So, for starters, whether you think less of Houston for how it took five to get through Tampa, and whether maybe you think more of New York after what they did to Minnesota. We haven't seen Twins get milked like that since Romulus and Remus. Tim, first to you.
You know, I don't think less of the Astros just because they went five games, but I do think their chances of being a solid favorite have gone to being a just barely a favorite. For one thing, they only pitch they got to pitch Greinke tonight and in game five, and that doesn't sound like punishment, Zach Greinke, but he hasn't been nearly as good as Colin Verlander, so that's different from the last series. And when you look at the bottom of their lineup is not as good as the Yankees' bottom of the lineup. The Yankees' lineup 1-9 is just kind of crazy, and the manner in which they shut down the Twins' bats, I mean, you got to pay attention to that. So it's nearly a toss-up.
And, of course, starts tomorrow. We want to make sure Tim's watching on the right day. Stu Goss, I go to you now, please.
What are we doing to the poor Rays here? What are we doing to them? I mean, the Rays won 96 games. That's more than either team won in the regular season that is playing in the National League Championship Series. The Rays are a good team. The Rays have the second best pitching staff in Major League Baseball. There is no shame in the Astros going five games with the Rays. In fact, if anything, I kind of think more of the Astros because, listen, Tony, not everyone can play the Minnesota Twins in the opening
round. All right. Well, the Twins, of course, a 100-win team to the Rays, which won 90-plus. Yeah. Jackie McMullen, do you feel the Yankees are in the favorite seat right now?
Yes, I do think they're in the favorite seat right now. But if I were a betting person, which I am not, which is why I still have my home and my car and all my possessions, I would bet against the Astros, and I'll tell you why. Say what you want, Tim, about Greinke, Verlander, Cole. Who wants to come up against those three guys? Do you realize that Cole hasn't lost a game since May 22nd? He's 18-0 since then. 251 strikeouts in like 126 innings. And Verlander, after a bad outing, I like his chances.
Could that be true? 251 strikeouts in 126. He's averaging two strikeouts in innings since May?
Pick it up.
Woo! That's why you get the algorithm. All right, Bill Plaschke, how about you?
I don't know why anyone would care about what I think about a baseball series.
There you go, Bill. All right. That's the most accurate thing you've said all week. I guarantee it.
You did ask, so I must answer. The Astros pitchers, I like the Astros less because I think they're less of a team right now. They threw 248 more pitches than the Yankees in the division series. This is a tired staff. I think the Yankees have good starting pitching, enough to get them through five innings, a better bullpen, and the Yankee hitters will wear down. They will wear out those Astros pitchers with deep counts.
So you'd like the Yankees in this one as well.
I like
it's possible there, as even as they're going to come, do you believe this energy around this could be the most epic ALCS we've ever seen? Bill Plaschke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because, again, this is one of the few times that two teams with 100, more than 100 wins are meeting in the NFCS.
I think I ask you that just to set up Jackie McMullen here. I'm sorry I did that. Go ahead, Jackie.
Well, first of all, whoever Bill's taking, I'm taking the other guy.
Yes, okay? That's clear.
But,
yeah.
Bill, have you ever heard anything called the Red Sox-Yankees? Some of the most epic playoffs in baseball
well,
history.
One of. I was at those. But this will be one of the greatest. Well, yes.
Oh, Bill. Grady Little, Pedro, do we need to go through this again?
We don't need to go through this again. But we do need to get a pick from Kalishaw and Stu Gatz here. Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to throw out the Tigers-Rangers series of 2011, but I'll move on and just say Astros in seven.
Stu Gatz, how about you?
Listen, Tony, I'm here to win. I think you're a Yankee fan. I want to say the Astros, but I'm going to take the New York Yankees to win this series here and hoping that I get points.
I'm a fan of any game that ends inside of 3 hours. That's all I
know. One point for that?
We'll move on. Nationals and Cardinals, regular season 5-2 in favor of St. Louis. Washington is favored here. They've never been here before. St. Louis lives here. And if you lived here, you'd be home by now. Bill Plaschke, who should be favored? Who should feel best about themselves going in?
Well, I'm not saying anything bad about the Nats anymore. I've seen it. I'm a believer now.
Now he's a believer.
I'm a believer. I believe in Strasburg. I believe in Scherzer. I believe that Patrick Corbin has found his groove again as well. I believe in Anthony Rendon, and my goodness, I believe in Juan Soto. I think that Nationals
win. This is great. So National fans already hate you, and now St. Louis fans hate you too. This is wonderful.
Dodger fans hate you too. So that's all.
Tim Kalishaw, how about you?
I think it's close, but you go slight edge to Washington. Slight edge starting pitching for them. Slight edge because an around the horn panelist 10 days ago. Said they were going to the World Series. Right. That's got to help a little bit.
That's going to help a little bit. The self-promotion.
When you're playing these winner-take-all games and it's 3-1 in the eighth inning and you're down and you win twice in the first two rounds, there's something
that matters.
Going
for it. So does being in a winner-take-all game and scoring 10 runs in the first inning, Kalishaw. That matters a little bit as well. Stu Gatz, how about you?
Tony, they started 19-31, got off to a very bad start, the Nationals, and since then, the Nationals have the second best record in the National League. Since May 27th, they have the best record in the National League. They have two aces in Strasburg and Scherzer. Their third starter in Sanchez is pretty good as well. And just the way they won that game five against the Dodgers, the best team in the regular season baseball, the fashion in which they won that game, doing it against Clayton Kershaw with back-to-back solo shots to tie it up, and then Kendrick with a grand slam to give them the lead. The Nationals have to be the favorite in this series. I think they win the series, and they should absolutely feel the best about heading into this series because of the run they just went on to get through.
And Jackie Mack, how about you?
Yeah, there's something about the relief of just getting all those monkeys off your back, even if they're not even your responsibility. And I think that's what's happened here with the Nationals a little bit. I mean, imagine that Bryce Harper. I wonder what Bryce Harper is thinking right now. I can't stop thinking about him. I really can't. And it's not his fault.
He's rooting against his friends, Jackie. That's what he's thinking. He is rooting against all his old friends.
Well, all I'm saying is that, but I like their vibe, and I think there's something to that. But mostly I like their vibe because of their starting pitching. I think starting pitching really matters.
I like the vibe that you're throwing out there, Jackie, about liking vibes. That's not bad. Plaschke, how about you?
Yeah, I want to give kudos to Dave Martinez. The first time I really dealt a lot with him. What a nice guy. What a good man. Went through a lot. Almost got fired this year.
Yeah, okay. So kudos given. You know, he was a nice man. If he's a nice man now, he probably was a nice man 2 days ago before you picked against him. I'm just throwing that out there as well, Plaschke. Yeah. All right. So, Plaschke, you have now embraced the Nationals after you pounded them over and over again. 24 hours.
I saw him beat them. I saw it in my own two eyes. It changed my life.
All right. So everybody has Washington. Is that what I'm hearing? Life. Everybody's got Washington this year.
No. If Plaschke has the Nats,
so now you're going the other way. All right, Jackie.
This is really funny. This is not funny.
Good job out of you, Jackie.
We move on. Let's talk about a championship. Mystics and Sun. Instant classic. Herniated discs, plural. Torn labrums, plural. 9 lead changes, 15 ties until Washington just took the championship by the throat in the final 5 minutes of this game. And then they put the ball down over 12 seconds left. I love that. Deladon's heart, Emma Mieseman's MVP. Look how excited her teammates were for her about that. And Mike Thibault's finally getting a title here. What was the reason why the Mystics won this series? Jackie McMullen, first to you.
Well, the reason they won this series was Emma Mieseman and what she did off the bench, by the way, for the Mystics. There's no question about that. But the reason they are the champions today, it all goes back to Elena Deladon, who is right now the best women's player in the world. And as a team, those two and others, Christy Tolliver, don't forget to mention her, they led in every statistical category you can think of on the offensive end of the floor during this WNBA season. They're a true champion.
Who got?
You know, it's interesting. I tend to agree with Jackie here that, you know, Deladon, they're not playing in the WNBA finals if not for Deladon. And so that, you know, you can give all the credit to the other player. And Tony, you're going to take points away because I can't pronounce her name and I'm not going to try to pronounce her name right now. But they're not playing in that game and she doesn't have that opportunity unless Deladon gets them to the WNBA finals. It's that simple.
You can't say Emma Mieseman? That's the name that's tripping you up right now?
Listen, there are a lot of M's in there.
I'm
making me nervous, Tony.
Tim Kalish, how about you?
Mieseman.
Wait till Stugatz gets to hockey. We'll see how he does there. Let me say this. I think Deladon is still an enormous factor, but when you're watching that mid-court camera up high, you can't tell if it's Deladon or Mieseman. They both have these great post moves, and when you've got them both going like that, I think that just overwhelms the other team, and Mieseman was great in this game.
Bill Plaschke.
Oh, I can tell which one's Deladon. She's the heart of that team. I'll go with her. The three herniated discs, wearing the protective face guard, scored 21 points in the final. You can tell they go by her heartbeat. And again, she set up Mieseman. Did I mispronounce that? I think I mispronounced
it. You're doing fine. You're in your own head right now.
Stugatz is strong in you.
Anyway, she set it up. Deladon is the heart of this team.
Oh, you lost all your confidence right there. All right. Washington salutes the Mystics, by the way. The party was in the arena. They've already had it. It's already over it. You want to know why? Because they don't have time for a parade. These players immediately have to go overseas to other teams in other leagues to make money. That is absurd. The WNBA pays out $11.7 million in salary total. That's not even Miles Plumlee. That's the 119th salary in the NBA. The whole league doesn't make what the 119th player in the NBA does. NBA players get 50% of league revenue. WNBA players get 22% of league revenue. And that is why your championship parade happens minutes after you win a title and you're on a plane going to Polkowice, Poland, population 22,000, because they pay. That's not right. Buy or sell's next.
Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Patriots 35, Giants 14. Here's Tom Brady.
What's your assessment of where you guys are as an offense right now? Do you think it's been good enough?
Six and oh, so I try to get to 7-0.
Bill, what do you buy from that very pregnant, 10 months pregnant pause, and also from the steaming pile of Thursday night we just witnessed?
If Brady's going to shrug and be hesitant, I'm going to be hesitant too. It's the first time since 2008 they won a game with Brady's not a home game that Brady did not throw a touchdown pass. He's had turnovers his last three games. Two of the last three games hasn't had a touchdown pass. He knows there's something up with the injuries, the offensive line, the lack of depth. They need Gronk, and he knows it.
They need Gronk, you go. Okay, you saw him on TV, and that was enough for you to say you should be playing in the game.
They're 6-0.
Stu, please join us. I'm sorry, but let's forget Kalashaw. Go ahead, Stu.
No, I mean, listen, they're 6-0. Like, I can't believe we're asking these questions again. Are we that bored with the New England Patriots that we're trying to poke holes anytime we can? They are 6-0. They have the second-best offense, points per game, in the NFL. They have the best defense that Tom Brady has ever had. They have scored more defensive touchdowns than they've given up offensive touchdowns. I mean, we're worried about the best quarterback and the best coach in the history of football.
They look the same to you. They look normal to you. All right, that's how Stu sees it. Tim, are you with us?
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I think there are legitimate concerns about an offense that, you know, how many different offensive linemen did they trade for the week the season started? They have concerns. They don't run the ball as well as they'd like to. But when you score on fumble recoveries and block punts for touchdowns and intercept everything thrown down the middle, you're going to win a lot of games.
Jackie McMahon.
I'll tell you why Tom Brady did this. Because the teams that you're referring to are 7-22 in the NFL right now.
Thank
They're playing
you.
Cupcake
Thank
teams,
you, Jackie McMullen.
So they haven't been tested yet. Now, the injuries are part of the game. They always figure it out. But losing Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett's out. You do have a lot of injuries, and I think it is taking its toll, especially in the offensive line, because Brady's not being protected the way you think.
Bill, you heard, Jackie, you heard Bill say Gronk should be back here. Robert Kraft went out public yesterday and said he hasn't signed his retirement papers. Technically, that is not something that happens anymore in the NFL. That's why he hasn't resigned the retirement papers. But do you believe there's something to it? You think Kraft is kind of asking Gronk to come back?
Oh, I think he's actually clandestinely begging him to come back. And I have never ruled it out because I think he retired prematurely. I understood why he did. He was beat up. But he's going to get rested, and at some point he's going to get antsy. I really do think he'll be back sometime.
Or any other type of begging better than clandestinely begging? Ah, oh, man, it's so great.
It's the best kind. It really
Chiefs,
is.
Texans,
it's what
Sunday.
Stu's doing right
Mahomes
now.
And Watson. Tyrann Mathieu calls them 1A and 1B in the league. Mahomes coming off the loss and just one touchdown in 2 weeks. Watson had the perfect game, 5 score in 7 days ago. Tim, which QB and which team do you want Sunday?
Oddly enough, I want to be Deshaun Watson and I want to be Houston. I don't think Mahomes isn't used to playing behind a beat up offensive line, and that's what the Chiefs are going to have, and that's what Watt and that Houston team are going to try to take advantage of. Mahomes wants to remind people there was another guy in that draft 3 years ago who was pretty good. He just threw 5 TD passes against Atlanta.
Okay. So you don't like Mahomes' offensive line right now, but that suggests you like Deshaun Watson's offensive line, which is interesting. Stu Gotts, how about you?
He's used to it. He's used to
all
being
right,
terrible.
All right. Stu?
Listen, I'm with Tim here. I think people forget, conveniently forget, that 2 years ago, before the injury, Deshaun Watson was doing things that Patrick Mahomes did last year. He was the guy we were talking about before we started to see Patrick Mahomes. He was that good. And because of the injury to Patrick Mahomes and the injury to Tyreek Hill and the injuries they have at running back, they have injuries all over the field, Tony. For those reasons, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson and the Texans.
So that's two who've got Houston over Kansas City, and they've got Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes this week. How about you, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm going to make it three, but it's only for this week. Let's be clear. If I'm starting my franchise, I still want Patrick Mahomes. But you saw him in that clip you just showed. He's having trouble walking. So if your offensive line isn't protecting you very well, and you're not that mobile because you got a bad foot, and Tyreek Hill may not play, and they're missing other guys.
Maybe he's clandestinely begging for better health. Plashke, how about you?
That's one game and everybody's off the bandwagon. Are you kidding me? I'm taking Mahomes in at Arrowhead all day long. They have the last time they lost back-to-back games at home was in 2015. They are not losing this back-to-back games at home. Tyreek Hill.
They are not? Is that a guarantee? Did we just get another Plashke guarantee? How do you keep on doing this, Bill? What is your deal?
I guarantee it.
No, stop it. It's a banned word. We don't even allow it anymore. The word, you have used the word, you've cheapened it to such an extent, it means nothing now. Banned. We move on. Buy or sell 3, Florida LSU. The line is LSU by 13.5. This is 5 versus 7. The line is 13.5. Buy or sell, Stu.
Listen, I love the Gators here. This is always a close game. Since 2013, the games have been decided by a touchdown or less. The Florida Gators have won 2 out of 3. They have the best defense points per game in the SEC. I seem like a Florida Gator expert, and that's because I am, because my wife is a Gator. And a blessing in disguise, Tony, when Felipe Franks went down, because Trask is a better quarterback.
You got Florida.
So I think the Gators going to keep it a lot closer.
Okay, this is not your FaceTime. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Yeah, this point spread is way too high. Florida's number one in red zone defense, and they're third in the college football in sacks. They're going to put a lot of pressure on Joe Burrow. So I'm not saying they'll win. I'm just saying there's no way the spread will be that.
I guarantee you I'm going to be bumped off this show in about 10 seconds. But I will say Florida has the best. They lead the league in interception. They lead the FBS in interceptions. They're third in sacks. They lead in red zone defense. I love Florida defense.
So everybody's got Florida here. Who's 13.5-point underdog? Callis, how about you?
It's Saturday night in Baton Rouge. Does anybody know what's going on? Does anybody know what that's going to be like? You know why this team averages 54.5 points a game? LSU's going to be just fine covering that spread.
Woo! All right, here we go. Plashke. I mean, this is an intervention at this point. We're all here because we care about you. This has got to stop, man.
The Chiefs are going to win.
This has got to stop. Kalashaw. Talk to your friend, Kalashaw.
I like your conviction, Bill.
Stu Gotts, Jackie Mack, Showdown next.
Yeah!
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
Stu Gatz, Jackie Mack, good luck in showdown. Steph Curry's tunnel shot, you know it well, or you knew it, I should say. Hit it all the time in the old place. The shot in the new arena, a whole lot harder. Look at that. Is that impossible? I mean, how's it? Stu, fair foul by the Chase Center architect here.
I mean, listen, that's one of the most entertaining parts of the game. Fans love that stuff, and they've made it nearly impossible for Steph. And so I'm going to go foul there. Fans want to see him hit that shot. That's an impossible shot, even for that guy.
There's nothing impossible for Steph Curry. Did you notice he's already got the arc over the backboard, which is the hardest part? I'm going to guarantee by the end of the season that he hits that shot.
Now, I should be clear in the ruling here. That word is completely fine for every other human in the world, except for Bill Plaschke.
Right.
I think he's going to hit it point, too, Jackie. I can't wait to see it. We'll move on.
What?
This week in pass interference, all right? Just to whet your appetite for this Sunday. Last night, another no call, and when challenged, no reversal. Jackie, no reversal here, all right? Do we know more or less about how refs are going to be calling pass interference right now?
Well, sadly, I think we know more because it's clear that's just a travesty. Everyone can tell that's pass interference. It's pass interference. It's in real time and slow time. They're protecting each other by not overturning it. It's terrible. Terrible.
Listen, I think we know less, Tony, because if they're not going to reverse that call, what call are they going to reverse? Like, I have no idea what the referees are doing. If they can't overturn, was there not enough evidence there? Like, what happened? How can they not overturn that call? I don't know what they're doing. I know less today.
You know less, and we're going to know less about your FaceTime right now, because we're going to hear more from Jackie McMullen. 30 seconds of FaceTime.
So, Tony, not all players from the WNBA are going overseas. One Mystic player, Christy Tolliver, will report to the Washington Wizards, where she's a highly regarded assistant coach. Now, listen to this archaic rule that's in the collective bargaining agreement of the WNBA. She can only be paid $10,000 by the Wizards because they only allow $50,000 in total for off-season jobs of the whole team, and $40,000 of it goes to Elena Delladonna. Now, the Wizards don't like this. They're trying to change it. But at this moment, that's how much somebody who might be an NBA head coach someday gets paid. Tommy Shepard just told me moments ago, we're hoping for a change in common sense.
That's even worse than what I was talking about earlier, which is 22% of the league.
Terrible.
That's it.